Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The Montana Legislature meets for 90 days every 2 years and considers over 1,000 bills, but only one bill is actually required by law, and that bill will be front and center today as the full House of Representatives takes up consideration of House Bill 2, better known as the state budget. Last week, we talked about the fact that when the legislature meets, it's all about the money, and this year, with COVID relief money in the mix, the amount of money is far more than normal. Since the legislative session began, clear back on January 4th, the members of the House Appropriations and Senate Finance Committees have been working quietly behind the scenes to craft a budget that will guide the state for the next 2 years. Today, nearly 3 months' work will be unveiled for the first time on the floor of the House of Representatives. It's an interesting day and one that freshman legislators will not soon forget. Normally, legislators meet in their respective committees at 8 o'clock, but today they'll proceed directly to the House chamber for a floor session that will last well into the night. The last time they had all-day floor sessions was in the run-up to transmittal, where they debated hundreds of bills. Today, they'll debate just one, but the debate will go on for hours. The first thing freshmen will notice when they enter the chamber is that everything looks different. Tables will be set up along the side in front of the chamber. On top of the tables will be computers, and manning each computer will be an employee of the Legislative Fiscal Division, the budget experts. Their job is to track changes to the budget as amendments are passed and killed throughout the day. On each legislator's desk is a 3-inch binder with the entire bill printed section by section. This is the first chance that all 100 House members will have to put their fingerprints on the bill, and everyone has a role to play. The Republicans are in the majority, so it's their job to pass the bill, which is not as easy as you may think. Many Republicans will vote no because the bill spends too much money, especially with the addition of the federal COVID dollars, which many have deemed a slush fund on steroids. The Democrats, on the other hand, will play the role of the loyal opposition, moving amendment after amendment to try to increase spending for their pet projects, nearly all of which will be unceremoniously shot down, and in the end, none of the Democrats will vote for the budget because it doesn't spend enough. Having lost all the Democrats and many Republicans from the far right, the committee chairman's job at the end of the day is to find enough votes in the center to pass the bill. And make no mistake, this bill has to pass in one form or another. And for all their posturing, much of what takes place today is purely symbolic. After today, the bill moves to the Senate for more partisan posturing, then finally goes to the House Senate Conference Committee, where the real haggling begins. That committee typically meets in the final hours of the session. It's where the horse trading takes place, and as one legislator put it, compared to budget making, sausage making would be a joy to watch. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.